Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. let's get into the message. Okay, the message is rejoicing and weeping with others. This week we're going to take a look at seven principles found in Romans 12 that describe the marks of a true Christian. The intent of studying this passage is not to condemn or to lead you to comparison. Instead, let Paul's teaching fill you with a deep, transformative longing to wholeheartedly pursue the life God intends for you. Ask God to help you see yourself as He sees you, to see the grace He has placed upon your life by the blood of Jesus, so that you might walk more fully in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Open your heart to God and let Him do a mighty work in you. He is near to you, ready to mold and shape you into a disciple filled with His incredible love. May you discover God's grace and perspective this week as you examine your life considering this powerful passage of Scripture. Have you ever experienced love and compassion from someone right when you need it? Have you laughed or rejoiced with friends or family when you wanted to celebrate something great? Or have you ever had a friend cry with you in a time of great trial and grief? In Romans chapter 12, verse 15, God commands us, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. We are called to be hands and feet of Jesus because His heart is filled with compassion for people. David exemplifies this truth in Psalms chapter 30, verse 11, when he says, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosened my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. So let's spend time today encountering God's heart of mercy for His people and learn how we can better share the love we've been shown with others. As children of God, we are called to a community. We are called to step away from the path of selfishness, ambition, and sacrifice our lives for others the way Jesus has for us. Often the sacrificial life requires simply being there for those God has placed in our lives in whatever capacity they need. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13 says, put on then as God's chosen one, in holy and beloved, compassion, hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has complained against another, forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. So God calls us to clothe ourselves with His heart. He asks us to be ambassadors for Him by sharing His love with others. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Jesus counted on your redemption more important than His own life and humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. And He asked us to be like Him. So, how can you and I live our lives like Jesus? How can we better rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep? It all starts with encountering the heart of God's ourselves. Only in seeing the incredible compassion and love God has for you will you be able to have His heart for others. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So we are meant to love others out of our overflow of God's love for us. He doesn't ask you to have compassion and mercy in your own strength. He knows those are gifts that come from the Spirit working in our lives. You and I can do nothing and of ourselves. To truly share God's heart, we need God's help. And that starts with simply spending the time encountering God for who He is. After being filled with the love of God, you must choose to humble yourself before others, okay, and step outside of your comfort zone to bless someone. Humility requires strength, courage, and the help of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit will always help you share God's love for someone. Follow this leading, ask Him for His heart for people around you, and follow through with courage and love. If you will make it your goal to see God's heart proclaimed through your life, you will experience more joy and purpose than you can imagine. being a person who gives their own life for the sake of others will fill you with more peace and passion than living for yourself could ever produce. So spend time encountering God's heart today and walk in obedience to his command. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. If you do so, you will find yourself filled with the knowledge of God's love today and satisfied in knowing you're proclaimed God's love through your life. So meditate on God's love for you. Ask God to show you how he feels about you this very moment. Now ask God's heart for someone else today who needs you to rejoice with them, who needs you to weep with them. In John chapter 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, so you are also to love one another. So, thirdly, right now in your own heart, humble yourself before the person that God has shown you, choosing your own heart to count them as more significant than yourself and commit to share God's love with them in whatever way the Spirit leads you. So choose to love people today in whatever situation you find yourself. Whether you're driving, having a conversation, working, or just relaxing with someone, you can always count others as more significant than yourself. You can always show others God's love. And the more you encounter God's heart for yourself, the more natural sharing his love with others will become. So share in the joy of co-laboring with God to see his kingdom. Founded on love, come to earth today. There is no better life we can live than one spent working with our Heavenly Father. I highly suggest that you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, now this leads us to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you traveling down this long, dusty road not knowing where to go in life, which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose in your life? Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from such more worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs, gambling, overeating, or sexual morality. Whatever the problem that lies with you can be solved with the Lord Jesus Christ. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on live again. You can be able to tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels in heaven, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Amen, amen. All right. Well, we got a couple callers that press the one key. Okay, let's bring on 111. Okay, enough of that. Okay, enough of that. All right. Well, let's play some music. Okay.
Frank Telesco, Frank Sajander. How you doing tonight, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing all right, Frank. How are you?
Fantastic. I was just listening to your fine music you're playing. That's some
Thank
good
you.
Stuff there.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So how you been? I haven't talked to you in a
while. I've been great. I've been great. How you been?
I've been fantastic, you know. You know, I was just thinking, I was just heard well back that, you know, your motorcycle's been broke down. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a biker too. And, you know, being up there in Big Springs, you know, I'm not too far from you. That's, you know, a couple hour drive, but I can get on the bike and head down to your place and fix your bike up so we can go ride.
That sounds great, Frank.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, you know, once you get your bike fixed and go out ride or something and You know, maybe Tony F could pack a picnic basket and we could have a picnic afterwards. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds, sounds fun.
So what's exactly wrong with your bike?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I bought a battery for it, okay, and it didn't work. Then I got myself a different battery, okay. I just got to put it in. I got to fill the tank up and see if I can get it cranking. I haven't had it running in a couple years.
Yeah, well, the gas might be bad in it then.
Yeah, well, the gas tank is empty, so okay.
I gotta put
some fresh gas in it.
Yeah, because it's not right not to have a bike. You know, being a biker as yourself, you can't ride your bike.
Yeah, I know.
Down in Texas, it's nice and warm, you know.
Oh yeah,
you know?
I love riding.
Well, I do too, and you know, it's just great just to get on that bike and just go, you know, not worry about it, you know. Just it's good times.
Oh yeah.
You know. So, but I like to do that for you because you know, you're a good guy and you help people.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I'm available next Saturday. Come on down. So I emailed you. I'll send you another email, and we'll get in touch.
Okay.
And
great,
figure out what
Frank.
You got to do.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds
no.
great.
Yeah, yep. So that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yep. So what else is going on? You got any more callers on, or am I the only
Yeah,
one?
I've got some 111s. Okay, just press the one key. Let me bring them on and see what they got to say. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
That's Dickie Hopper.
Yeah, 111, you're on the air. Okay. He hung up. Okay. Well, let me bring Doug on. Let me bring Doug on. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Blessing Howdy, baby.
I'm just listening in. Nobody wants to hear anything I say, so.
Oh, no, that's true. That's not true. Everybody wants to hear what you got to say.
I doubt it. Yeah. I heard Frank on here, so let him carry on. Frank Gillesco, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well...
Yeah, take another caller or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to see who it is. It's probably going to be another Dickie Hopper call, okay?
Thanks for the tunes, though.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, that was cool.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold.
I like Creed myself.
I'm still
myself.
Holding. What, is this Pastor Ken? I'm holding.
Is this
Pastor Ken? Radio?
I know.
I'm just messing
an era. Okay.
Lorenzo talking about this, the Bar Association.
Packing,
so do you agree or disagree, Mark?
I agree somewhat, but we can't keep going back to the past.
We're calling from Joseph Gibson Show.
Neither one of
them
needs somewhat.
Yeah, someone's playing the Joseph Gibson Show. Okay.
That's not me. Not me.
Nah, I know. That was a 111
I mean, it's
call.
Not good. Come on.
That's another call.
You're going all out, Ken.
Yep.
Going all out.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's all right. That they do that to you, Pastor Ken. But that's what happens.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he knows because it's been happening for like 5 years. Yeah, I know.
Yep, I've been getting prank calls like that for a long time.
Yeah. could say that again. Hey, whatever.
Okay, let's try this again. We got another 111 caller. Let's see if it's not going to be
I told you who that was. That's Johnny Longfeather, I'm telling you. I know for facts.
I think that's Dickie Hopper. Doesn't Dickie Hopper do that?
No.
I
don't care. No, that's all I'm going to say.
I know it's Dickie Hopper. He does all those things, Patrick Ken.
Yeah, he does them all.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. We all know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
Dickie Hopper likes that. Okay.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Come on.
No, I haven't called in much. I just normally listen because, but once in a while it's good to call in to Pastor Ken and, because there's been a lot of things.
Hey, you're working out in the brick and mortar, right?
Yeah, brick and mortar. That's right, brick and mortar. Yeah, I'm the real brick and mortar, okay?
Yeah.
Not online. Brick and mortar.
Right.
Yeah, maybe my boss, Clay Douglas, will call in. I don't know.
That's my dad. That's my dad, right?
Oh, that's your dad? That's right. That's right. You're Doug Douglas. That's right. Well, who's your mom then?
He kept calling me son, so I said, okay, you're my dad.
Well, is your mom Candy?
I don't know. I was adopted.
Oh, okay.
See?
That was the whole thing that
started this thing out. When you're adopted, you don't know your parents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because you probably know your dad and mom. So you don't know what I'm saying. But it was probably in a brick-and-mortar hospital.
Yeah, and I also got a brick-and-mortar mop, too, with the brick-and-mortar bucket, with the brick-and-mortar water. Did I take the brick-and-mortar mop out and mop the floor?
Yep. It's got to get mopped.
It's good to hear from you.
That's what I do. And then on the weekends, I ride my bike.
Is it brick and mortar?
That's why I call the Tony Show, because Tony was the
candidate. Do you use brick and mortar gasoline?
No.
Well,
use brick and mortar gasoline. Just gasoline. But you know that Tony guy, he was a janitor too.
When he worked in a research lab or something.
Yep, he did.
No.
If you believe that, then you got
something wrong with you.
No, Tony Gaga was a janitor at one point in time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he might have been a janitor that had to clean up diarrhea or something, but that ain't like a biohazard. Okay.
What's so funny about that? Everybody's got to clean up diarrhea sooner or later.
No, it's fake.
The guy used to be on Clay Douglas's chat line called Diarrhea Doug. Maybe you're him. I don't know.
I remember him. Yeah.
Remember Diarrhea Doug? Get off my
line. I think it was you.
And your name.
Actually, it was you. That's how come you remember.
Well, how can you not remember? You got diarrhea and you got Doug.
Yeah, because my name's Doug, so I would remember that. And it was you.
There you go.
That's all right with me. I don't care.
That's a good day. What's wrong with having diarrhea?
I'm about to have a stroke now and die, so I'll be like, hey.
That could be your new name.
Keep adding up people that you stroked out. Oh, what a great achievement.
Maybe diarrhea affects your mom. I don't know.
Oh, we got a caller. Let me take the caller.
I don't know either. I already told. I told you I'm adopted. I don't know my mom. Okay, I'm done.
Hey, Dickie Hopper again. Okay. Well, let's bring on Jessica. Okay, I see Jessica. He hasn't pushed the one key, but okay, he never does. Okay. Let's bring on Jessica and see what he has to say. What's up, Jessica?
Not much.
How you doing?
All right, you?
Oh, I'm doing swell.
Good.
I thought you didn't do that.
Staying healthy?
Say what?
You staying healthy? You're not catching the fake virus?
No, I'm not,
that doesn't occur?
I'm not catching the coronavirus. I'm staying healthy. As healthy as I can be.
Right.
How about yourself?
Yeah. I'm doing all right. I get to work from home, so I don't even have to go anywhere anymore now. So.
Down in your bunker, Jessica?
An undisclosed bunker location. You're correct.
Yeah.
You want to come over, Doug?
Good.
I got room.
Huh? What?
You want to come over? I got room for one more. Maybe even.
No, whatever. Sorry.
You'd have to dress
up. How's
like
the weather
girl,
up
though.
There, Jessica?
Not bad. It's kind of warm. It's rainy today, but it's kind of warm, so not bad.
That's good. It's warm down here, too.
Nice.
Yesterday it was in the 80s.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I need to go down there and visit. Visit the Alamo. How far away from the Alamo are you?
The Alamo's downtown. I'm about 22 miles away from the Alamo.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go piss on the Alamo like Ozzy Osbourne did.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Rude.
Yeah, he got arrested for pissing on the Alamo.
Yeah, that was a story that I think that was being circulated at one point in time.
Yeah, because he did that. And he got caught.
All right.
Peace out.
All right. Well, I'm going to do the prophetic word for today. Okay, so sit back and listen. The Father says today, I am God of a superabundance.
Light some candles up.
A cherished daughter.
Light up some candles and blunts.
Ask largely. Ask the improbable and see the impossible become a reality in your life. Get rid of those weak prayers. Cease from all those whining prayers that religion has taught you. When I raised Christ from the dead, the way into the holiest was made upon for you. Come boldly. Come expectantly. Heaven's bounty awaits. The fullness of the bounty of heaven is bursting into the seams of glory to pour out into your life. Every good thing, accept it. Receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Reorient yourself to know that I am a good God and a giving God. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm having some problems
Amen.
Here. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Enough about
Calvary constituted the full price of the penalty of sin held against you. You are forgiven. You are exonerated in the courts of heaven. The gavel has come down in your favor. The prison doors stand open that you might go free. Your heart is no longer the fetid crypt of sin and dead soul. The living Christ dwells within you. the triumph of God is sounding within you. Okay, the reverberation of my goodness, my power is expelling all darkness and bringing the full spectrum of my light to bear in every area of your life and every avenue of your being. You are free. You are one of my emancipated ones. Step into the freedom of this day as your rightful inheritance in me by faith, says God. Amen.
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 All right.
Yeah.
Well, this
work
was needed, and you know who you are. Okay, let's bring on Ashley. She's pressed the one key. Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing okay, but did I just hear Doug asking if he could join Jesco in his bunker?
What? I'm telling you right now, if you want me to hang up, I will right now.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's true.
Let's say that.
That's
no,
my Jesco baby.
No, I don't
even know Jesco, you know? I thought I did, but I didn't, and I apologize. I was wrong. And, you know, that's that.
You get in this bunker, you'll get to know him real well.
He's mine, okay? You get your
you're
own guy.
You're pretty rude, buddy. Frank. You're pretty rude, Frank. You know?
What?
Rude.
Just don't forget your Bible when you go in the bunker. That's it.
Yeah. I'll get it out of the brick and mortar.
You get a brick and mortar Bible.
It's just
not online.
One.
Brick and mortar.
Dad's here.
Jesco baby?
Yeah.
Hi. I heard Doug's trying to take you from me.
No. Never that.
Okay. Better not be, because that is exactly what's going to happen if he takes Jesco baby.
That's right.
You gotta perfect that voice changer, because it's really not that good.
This isn't a voice changer. This is my real voice.
No, it isn't.
Let's talk about your voice changer.
What?
Come on.
No,
let's
I'm
talk about
Spencer.
Your voice changer.
Remember, I'm Spencer.
And you say my audio's bad? I can't even understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I have a crappy headphones.
You got one of those Obama phones, huh? Doug, you got a Obama phone.
No,
good.
I said headphones.
All right. Yeah.
I said headphones,
my
headcase. See, if you weren't a headcase, you would know I said headphones.
Oh.
Instead of Obama phone.
Oh, I thought you said a bobble phone. Okay. What's wrong with the bobble phone?
I don't know. I got an Obama phone.
Nothing wrong with the bobble phone.
Who the gives a fuck what kind of phone you got? I don't mean nothing.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to say.
It doesn't matter.
Phone
you can't
kind
understand
of phone.
What you're saying.
Who gives a fuck what kind of phone you got? If it works.
Well.
Get it? Well, got you there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you guys there.
Probably works real good in the kiddie's bathroom when you're in there cleaning it out, right? Frank?
Well, you know, I saw your birth when Clay Douglas was in the janitor's closet watching Clay and Candy, and that's where they conceived you. So I know. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I believe you.
And I got video of it, too. I got video of it, Doug.
Why wouldn't I believe you? I don't think you're a troll or anything like that.
No, not Frank.
No. He's just a janitor. It calls into your show, Ken. That's all.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's a toilet to your machine shop. It's your brick and mortar machine shop.
There are fears calling for you.
I know. I told you guys I work on a machine shop.
That's your...
Yeah, well, who cleans your toilets there?
Sex fear wants you to join her and her girlfriend for a threesome.
And bring your Kevlar suits with you. Okay? Just do that.
Interested, Justin?
Don't forget that part.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Are you the janitor down there?
The certified chief buster will be there.
I'm going to ride you.
No, I'm the owner.
Oh, you're
dumbass.
The owner. Oh, so you clean the toilets then. Okay.
I actually own the bricks and the mortar.
Oh.
Doug and Frank can watch.
That's so I'm going to make you my domingos. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sorry, Matt. I don't know what I'm saying right now.
You're so scandalous.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
the garage? Yeah, really, Ken. What? Just shut your show down. This is like stupid.
No, I don't know if that we want to talk about something. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk
ahead.
About motorcycles. That's good.
Right. It's your show.
Talk about motorcycles.
Yeah, we can talk about motorcycles.
Yeah. Okay. So what kind of motorcycle
you got, Frank?
I've got an 06 Harley Deuce.
Oh, okay, cool.
Last year they made them. They don't make them anymore.
No such thing as that.
Yeah, go look it up, buddy. It's a Harley Deuce.
What year did you say it was?
06.
No.
That's when they had, that's when they put the 6-speed in. They had a 5th-speed in 05s. They changed it to 06, put a 6-speed in.
Okay.
Guess not.
My old bike I used to have was a Harley Davidson Lowrider. It was an 05.
Yeah, that's a good one. You ever had a Fat Boy?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, them are good ones. What do you got now?
Well, now I've got a Yamaha Tri.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a good bike, too. It doesn't matter what kind of bike you got. As long as you got a bike you ride, that's all that matters.
Yep, that's all that matters. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
all good.
I mean, I would love to own a Harley again, okay, if I could ever afford it.
Yeah, well, you know, being a janitor, I don't make much money, so I can't afford a new bike either. I got to stick with the old bike. Because I don't own a machine shop like Doug does.
I thought you were Doug. Wow. Gee, I was almost falling asleep. I thought you were the fake Doug, like they called in the other day. Because you sound a lot like him. And you talk a long time like him.
Well, you talk a long time too, Doug.
So I was almost sleeping. No, I wasn't talking at all. So whatever.
The fake Doug is on is listening to the program right now.
Oh. Actually, I think the fake Doug is on right now.
He's talking right now.
Yeah, this is a fake Doug right now. That's right. This is a real Frank. This is a real Doug calling in.
No, I'm the real Frank. Remember?
Oh, you're the real Doug.
I called in before. Yeah, I'm real fun.
Oh, we got some callers. Let me just take them and see if they're going to be good callers or not. Okay. All right.
That was good. That was
okay,
good.
Let's try again. 111, you're on the air. Okay, well, they hung up. Okay. Oh, well.
Yeah, I tell you what, Pastor Ken, it's nothing like just getting on that bike and just going, you know? I mean, that's just,
yeah.
you can't, I suppose you missed that, don't you, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, well, what I got to do is after I get the bike running, I've got to go get it registered and get it inspected, you know? Okay, so I can make it legal so I can be able to take it on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, toward the after you, like, he gets on a bank of bike, you guys go riding. I suppose he misses that too, huh?
Yeah, he does.
Ken. Yeah. Ken. No. Oh, please. Yeah, this is dog. Hey, Ken, sounds to me like you don't want to ride your bike no more.
Oh, no, I want to ride. I love riding. I miss riding.
Really?
I love riding.
Why don't you get it done then, man?
I'm gonna work on it this week. Okay, barring if there's gonna be no rain.
This week.
Okay, I'm gonna try to work on it this week and see if I can get it running. Okay.
You know, it's been a couple years since people's been working on you about that.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you just don't want to ride it anymore, which is fine.
Oh, no, I like riding. I do. I like riding, Doug. I really do.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't anymore. I ride my Jeep. I have a Jeep, you know, but I don't have a bike anymore.
That's better than not having nothing. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring on another caller. Just press the one key. His name is Johnny Longfeather. Okay. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Ken. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Johnny?
Well, I was just calling to tell Doug to back off your case, to leave you alone. There's basically no reason to be taunting you. I mean, hasn't Doug for many years tried to stop drinking, tried to get back in contact with his family, tried to stay on the wagon? I mean, come on, Doug.
Okay, yeah. Whatever you say, Mr. Longfeather.
Yeah, Doug got a drinking problem.
Mr. Doug.
Mr. Longfeather.
Leave the man alone. He says he wants to ride. He hasn't been on the bike in a while.
Leave me alone.
Well, you can eat shit, Doug. So anyway, how's Frank doing? Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Johnny. How you been?
Well, I was listening earlier. I heard you the stories of your janitor days. That was pretty interesting. You clean up diarrhea sometimes.
He used to talk to Douglas, so he had a stroke. I don't even know if he's dead or not. Huh? You guys proud of that?
A stroke.
I clean up the room every day. I see him every day when I'm cleaning the
janitor. That ain't funny to me at all.
Who's laughing? No, who said it was funny, idiot?
Yeah, it's not funny. He's my boss. You shouldn't talk like that, buddy.
Doug's not listening. He's clearly drunk. And
I think you're right.
It affects his hearing.
Yeah. He thinks you're right.
I know he's right.
He doesn't know that he's right.
Well, you think you're
right
about
him. I am.
You think you're right about
him. You think
I can
fake being something that I'm not?
Well, yes.
Okay.
You can fake being sober.
Eugene.
You can fake it.
Listen.
That was also kind of embarrassing when you called in today and you said, nobody wants to talk to me. Oh, it's terrible. First thing he said.
Nobody
right
wants to fuck me either.
Nobody
called
wants
in
to
where?
Talk to me. The show.
Okay.
You forget
sounds
where
like
you are.
Sounds like a fast sack to me. Sounds like we got a fast sack on the line.
That's bad. All right.
Was your head in a bucket?
No, it's Debbie Downer.
Well, it's that old, you know, high school girl trick. Oh, nobody likes me. I'm so ugly. And then all your friends come rushing around you and patting you on the head, saying, no, we like you. You're pretty.
How do you know?
Nobody wants to talk to me. I'm drunk off my ass.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, you were earlier this week. You were a cursing, offensive, rude ass.
Yeah, well, you're the guy that was texting me or something. Funny,
how could I text
fuckheads?
How could I text you?
I don't know.
It's impossible.
I don't care. I told you, come find me, and then we'll see what happens.
I would never
I'm
want
some
to.
Fat blob guy sitting somewhere. You know nothing.
Oh, that's
about
right.
Me.
You get your guns out, dog, and start shooting everybody up. That's right. I remember that.
I don't need no guns.
Oh, that's what you said. Come find me. You'll find out what happens.
Okay, FBI man.
Why would I want to come and find you? Why would you say that?
Well, it's because of J-Bone said he was going to come and find me. So it wasn't you. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
I haven't been through that part of Pennsylvania that you've been in.
I know for
damn
sure that was you that was texting me that day.
What are you talking about?
I can tell by the way you just say things.
What are you talking about? What did I say?
Okay. I could be wrong.
Are you having alcoholic delusions?
Well, I'll tell you what he said, Pastor Ken. He said he was you, and he was trying to give me all these people's, oh, this guy's really this guy, and he's really that guy. And, you know, I knew it was just crap.
Oh.
So I blocked the number, and I never got no more texts. So, okay, there you go.
Well, that's what happens when you block numbers. You don't get any more.
Yeah, so.
That's
really?
What
that's why
happened.
When you guys threaten to bombard someone's phone, all they do is block their ass, and that's it.
Who gets bombarded?
No
what are you talking
threat.
About?
Or you just change
you
the number.
What are you talking about?
Doug must be drunk.
Next thing you're
going
to do is you're going to try to hire me for a job, right?
Yeah, I need somebody to clean my dinner mop up. I'll hire you, Doug.
No, you can hire me for a CIA job.
Oh, you can hire me for the CIA job.
Oh. That was good.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Was that you?
Yes.
I thought it was the Frank guy. See? You
know I'm J-Bo, right?
You prove you can do all the voices.
I'm J-Bo.
Doug,
okay.
What kind of CNC machine you got in your garage, Doug?
I'm Tony.
I'm J-Bo. Ken is Grover. That's quite a flip of the script. And Frank the janitor.
I almost
freeze
that.
Frank the janitor is
sorry,
Ashley.
Ken. What?
Hi.
No, I'm my cousin.
This is Ashley.
Well, I thought his name was Troy.
Troy who? news, Troy.
See, now you know you sent me those texts.
Who's Troy?
Uh-huh.
Troy's a guy that's in the one of these, the YouTube chat room that does the Tony Talk Relay. There's a guy named Troy in there.
Troy is Doug's partner.
Doug has a partner?
Yeah.
I heard you were Johnny Longfeather from Indiana.
Yep.
Who, yeah, well,
who has a name like Longfeather? See, where's
Native
Jason?
Americans do.
Jason could come on now, and we could just over-talk you guys and make you look like idiots.
No, that doesn't really happen.
But no, you're just going to say, oh, Doug's a dumb fuck.
I haven't said that yet.
I agree with that.
Oh, you haven't said it, but you insinuated like every fucking sentence.
Because it appears to be true.
No, you're just proving what a dumb fuck you are.
How is that? What?
That's not nice to say.
I didn't say it was nice to say. What, you got to be nice all the time? That's some new fucking law. Oh, you were not nice, so now you're breaking the law, huh? You guys are fucking stupid.
That's definitely not Doug.
Come on, Ken.
Ken, are you there with Rosemary? Ken. Is that Tony Ferrara?
Get the size. Get the size, okay? Get the size. There you go, buddy. Get the size.
Well.
That was fake. I'm Doug. That sex was fake. It's not real.
That was the fake Doug. That was the fake Doug doing that.
No, the fake Doug hasn't pressed the one key yet.
I'm the fake Doug.
That was the sound of Tony Farrar and Victor Martinez out on a sex date.
No.
Sounds like Eugene to me. Sounds like Eugene from down there in Florida. Sounds like him.
Must be a full moon out tonight.
Was that Farrar? Because I know it wasn't Doug's family in the background. His children, his other family members, it's definitely not them talking.
I'll tell you,
they left a long time ago.
You make me laugh, I'll give you that.
Doug, are you on disability due to mental illness?
No.
Physical?
I told you, you are one of the dumbest motherfuckers I ever heard.
I'm really
Johnny Longfeather. Yeah, whatever.
Dog.
See, there you go. That's
nobody
like a 5-year-old impersonating my voice. That's like being a 5-year-old.
Dog. I wish my dad would stop pegging me in my ass. I'm 5.
See, there you go, Ken. Right there. That's all you got to hear. Who's wrong?
Me or him?
Who's wrong?
That was 1%
boom,
as bad
gone.
As you earlier this week with 2 hours of obscenity insults. You can't allow it. But you were so hammered, you had no idea what was going on. And Ken left the room. He had no idea what was going on. He went and got a microwave pancakes.
No, I didn't get
microwave
pancakes.
Oh, I thought you said you got something else, some burrito.
Yeah, well, I've said burrito before, but I tried to show a little creativity instead of just repeating the same nonsense.
I'm not as dumb as you think, am I?
I've seen no evidence.
I would know that. And
no
you
evidence.
Didn't even know. You didn't even know what you said, but I did. I wonder why.
No, you weren't listening. I changed to microphone pancakes because I knew that I said burrito in the past, and it's boring to do the same gag endlessly.
That's the worst excuse there ever was.
Yeah, a truthful one, one that's full of logic, mental ability, logic and reason, sense.
Too many Indian arrowheads upside the head.
Oh, drinking my dinner. Nobody loves me up on Kilimanjaro. Oh, my kids left me. I wonder why.
That's kind of true, but not really. Sorry.
Oh, that stomach's hitting the side.
That's Victor Martinez.
And now,
what?
That was Ashley.
You mean Matt?
That was Doug and one of his pedophilia victims.
One of them fucking guys. I forget his name. I know who
I
am.
You fucked what guy?
I said one of those fucking guys.
Oh, fuck the guy.
What's
the
guy you fucking know, Doug? What's his name?
And
who you fucking know,
kill
Doug?
Him?
Okay.
You think that's Troy?
Oh, Troy's his name? You, Doug and Troy. Okay, good.
Troy. Doug and Troy.
Yeah,
together.
Doug's fucking Troy right now. There you go.
So?
Oh, God. Oh, this is Doug. Oh, Troy. Give me that butthole.
Okay,
Ashley. Is that the one they put on the Tony God? That
was not me.
He's like, oh, this is Sal. Agatha. That's Tony, is it? Okay.
Okay, now that was
That's the coronavirus alert. Coronavirus alert.
Yeah.
Doug, you're pretty isolated up in the mountains there in butt crack Pennsylvania, so you should be clear with that coronavirus, right?
I wouldn't say I'm isolated.
Well, you claim you lived up on top of a mountain, and that you only come down. You only come down to go to Sheet and pick up a couple of 12 packs.
No, I don't. I don't know why you say that.
Listen, Doc called.
That other guy said that too. Was there like some
who, Troy?
Sheet.
Maybe I'm Troy.
Stuff.
You think I'm Troy?
No,
oh,
is that
Hello, my name's Troy.
Kentucky or something? What's
Troy
his name?
From Kentucky.
Pastor Ken knows his name.
Ron Paul?
It's not Troy. It's
Ron
funny.
Paul?
He's funny.
He's from Kentucky. Doug,
because I know a lot of the schools. You know it.
Doug, I know a lot of the schools are closing.
Johnny Longfeather.
A lot of the schools are closing down, so the kids will be at home. You'll be able to have easier access during the school day to your children for sex.
Get the CNC machine out, Doug.
What if my children are in their 40s and 30s?
Well,
think about
that's still
that?
A fuckable age. It wouldn't
and
be
they'll
pedophilia.
Fuck you up if they ever heard you saying shit like that about me.
Hmm? Oh, they can help you get the kids.
That's all I meant to say.
Yeah. Do they talk to
like
you
I
anymore?
Have, like these little kids. Did I ever
Do they
say
talk
I had
you?
Like 5-year-old kids? Huh?
Don't you
Did
have
I
a
ever
small
say
infant?
That?
Don't you have a small toddler named LeBron?
No.
Huh, that must be Troy.
Yeah, damn Troy. Which was you that texted
Doug,
me and said their name.
You ever had a bike, Doug?
Huh?
You ever had a bike, Doug?
Oh, yeah, many of them.
Oh, yeah? You got one now?
Not now, no.
Well, I'll come pick you up. You can be my bitch.
Okay. Come on up and find me.
More threats. Here come the threats. I'll stab you in the mouth. I'll shoot you with my shit gun.
Listen, I just don't want to reach around for you, Doug. That's all I care.
What?
No reach around. I don't want no reach
Why
around.
Why did you?
On my bike.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
okay. Listen, guys.
Too
okay,
short.
The program ended. So I'm going to say God bless you all. Thank you for seeing everybody.
All
right.
Victor.
Thanks, Ken.
That's Victor.
Not a good show. See you later.
Yeah, it kind of went downhill when you called, Doug.
Yeah, that's right.
Get it, Tony. Get it, Tony.
That's not Tony.
Okay.
I wonder if that's Jesco. You think that's Jesco playing that noise?
No,
or
does
Jesco have a lady?
That's definitely Tony.
No, it's not Tony.
Tony Farrar?
No.
Tony Tong?
No, Ashley.
Tony Romo?
No.
That's not what we're
saying.
No,
Tony.
Tony Farrar.
Anyway, God bless y'all. Have a good night. Okay? And don't forget.
Brick and mortar.
Bye-bye,
everybody.
All right, brick and mortar.
Fuck off, Doug.
Fuck off,
Doug.
Fuck you, Joe.
Doug, go suck.